Tonight, we have a shocking broadcast. It's chilling, as a matter of fact. Just preparing it sent chills up my spine. And so you should be prepared for this. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. What you are about to hear is very disturbing. It is the actual interrogation tape from the Eugene, Oregon police. Their initial interrogation of Kipland Kinkle without counsel or lawyer present. It's very disturbing what you're going to hear.
I don't know what else to do.
You know what else to do? Why did you go to school and start shooting people?
I had to. I had no other choice. I couldn't do anything else. I had to.
Where is this poor little boy now? Is he still in the confinement? Or?
He's in prison. He was sentenced to 110 years without possibility of parole.
Has he had a trial? Or just a hearing?
He pled guilty to all the charges. So, of course, there was no trial. Went before judge, pled guilty, was sentenced. No trial.
Well, no trial means nothing comes out then, doesn't it?
That's right.
It's all fixed up.
That's right. I mean, he could have had a good defense with those voices inside his head. And before a lot of you go off the deep end and say that I'm sticking up for somebody who murdered his parents and shot a whole bunch of children, I sincerely believe in my heart that that young man was just as much a victim, and maybe more so, than those people that he shot.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. Yeah.
Not only that, but he was used for a political agenda to destroy this country.
Yeah. That's part of the plan.
And so my heart goes out to him.
Well, maybe he'll be free when he gets in prison.
My heart goes out to all of them.
Maybe they'll let him alone if he's in prison.
Well, maybe they will. I mean, he's of no use to them anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, he's a detriment to them because of what I know and what I've revealed that nobody else will touch with a 10-foot pole.
And more of this is coming.
Oh, yes, a lot more is coming. In fact, the news has been so boring lately that if I were you, I would be looking for a massive terrorist attack to occur sometime in the near future.
It has to be soon. And it has to be big, just like you say.
Yeah.
They're running out of time.
Yes, they are. And they want something to help Gore get in the White House.
He's as mad as the one that pounced on this poor boy.
Oh, he's crazy. You read Alice in Wonderland, I mean, he's got all of those characters in their beat.
Don't let up.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah, good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you have something you'd like to contribute or ask, now's the time to do it. I know that this has really touched an awful lot of you. I know that because it really touched me deeply. And just preparing for that broadcast yesterday brought tears to my eyes, chills up and down my spine. It really affected me an awful lot. Still does, and always will. And not just this incident, but many, many more. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Clarence from North Carolina.
Hi, Clarence.
It's pretty disturbing, but when you hear what he says, I had no choice. I had to do it. When he says, when they ask him about going to school,
yeah,
and shooting those kids, you know, it's like maybe he felt like he didn't have a choice. He was so programmed.
Well, he didn't. He had no choice. None of them have a choice. They're compelled to do it, and they don't even know what they're doing. It doesn't affect them. And listen to this. In all of these incidents, during the time that they're doing this, they're like zombies. They show no emotion. They have no feelings. It's like, you know, remember the Clint Eastwood movies that he did in Italy? He was the man with no name, and he wore this serape and had this little stogie sticking out of his mouth, and he was just cold as ice. That's the way they are. But when it's over, they break down into this tremendous... Well, you heard him
right
on the tape. They break down in this tremendous emotional release. And before that, their whole life is governed by emotion. They're very emotional people.
probably a pretty intelligent kid.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't good at athletics. He had some trouble with reading and writing when he was a young boy because he had dyslexia, but he overcame that with hard work. I mean, he worked really hard to succeed at what he did. And he was always put down by his father and picked on by the bigger children at school because he was small, real small. And then his father made him go out for football at 120 pounds. Can you imagine that?
Pretty tough.
And the coach didn't say anything. The coach should have taken that father aside and said, "What the hell is the matter with you? What are you trying to do to your son?"
Yeah, I refereed some football, and I was kind of small compared to some of those guys. When I was about 30 years old, I weighed about 175 pounds.
Do you know what position he was assigned?
What was that?
Right guard at 120 pounds.
Oh, that's a joke. That's terrible.
That's worse than a joke. It's suicide.
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder what the psychiatrist has to do with all this, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, he certainly has a role. I don't know what exactly his role is, but he certainly has a role.
He sounds like he was handpicked, in other words.
Well, he certainly indoctrinated the boy into the use of guns.
Yeah.
By his own admission.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what I was wondering.
How many of you were surprised to hear that he wore a trench coat? They never mentioned that in the news. Just like the two students at Columbine High School in Colorado who did the same thing. Trench coat. But that wasn't in the press. And to be fair, it wasn't a black trench coat, but the trench coat mafia has nothing to do with black trench coats, it's just trench coats. Kipling Kinkle wore a trench coat when he went to the school to shoot the students. Now that amazes me. It wasn't reported in the press at all. It was also in Prozac, that wasn't reported either. It took a long time for that to come out. Voices inside his head. Where does that lead? Now, there's lots of people who say that, "You're nuts. Voices, he's a schizophrenic." I don't think so. For one thing, he was examined thoroughly by his own family physician and by the psychologist. Neither one ruled him to be a schizophrenic. And I think there's a lot more going on there than we're ever going to know. And people have said it's impossible for anybody to make somebody else hear voices in their head until we posted to our website absolute proof that there are people who have developed technology that can do exactly that. They can sample your brain waves. They can change your brain waves and put them back in your head, make you hear voices. They can even make you see things that are not there. They can make you dream dreams as if they're real, and when you wake up the next morning, you will believe that that's a part of your history. That's what they're doing to cause all of this alien abduction crap. That's where that comes from.